We're going to turn today, we've been slowly getting through the book of Revelation, and I've brought some other messages along in between, but we're going to be going to Revelation, the 21st chapter, almost to the end of Revelation, and we're just going to cover a portion here at this time. So we are in chapter 21. Now, before this thing of chapter 21, we have already seen in the scripture here the old devil thrown into the lake of fire. We've also seen the Antichrist and the false prophet thrown into the lake of fire. Praise the Lord. Those evil ones are really going to do a terrible job in the tribulation time of getting people to follow after the Antichrist and after the false prophet and the devil at work. But oh, praise God that they are going to be judged. And here we are now in this 21st chapter. This is after the 1,000 years. See, after the tribulation, the 7 years ends, then there'll be 1,000 years when Jesus will rule over the earth. And people, there'll be believers here on the earth that have endured through the tribulation. There will be all of the people that have gone to heaven will all come down and hover over. So this is what this chapter is about. So we're going to look, let's read in verse 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, that's literal. It means that at this point of time, after that 1,000 years reign, the earth is going to be changed. The water of the sea will no longer be there. But when we look in the prophecy teaching that we go through in our lessons, we see the sea also represents the nations of the world that are troubled, that are always causing trouble. We have a nation right now in the world that's really causing trouble, isn't it? Russia and China and these other nations. The Lord is going to take care of that. He's going to take care of when he says enough is enough, this world is going to be changed. All of those who know the Lord God, the Lord Jesus as their Savior will be in heaven and we'll have a new heaven and a new earth. And oh, it's going to be glorious. Praise the Lord. We're going to be there with him. I usually pray over my sermon, but I have fewer minutes, so the Lord is here with us, and we've already prayed a lot. So I'm praying that the sermon today will speak to our hearts about a wonderful place that the Lord is going to have for us to live in for eternity. It's going to be wonderful. And notice what John, the beloved, the disciple of Jesus that wrote the book of John, Revelation, and 1st and 2nd and 3rd John. He was a man who outlived all the disciples. At last, he was in the Isle of Patmos. The Roman government put him out there. If you look on a map, you can see where that is, right off the coast of Turkey, over toward the east side. They put him in this island to just get rid of him. But instead, the Lord began to reveal wonderful things to him that we found in this book of Revelation. Now notice, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Praise the Lord. So we are talking about the eternal state. That means we are no longer in the earthly sphere. We are talking about we will already be in heaven. We're going to be there with the Lord. The new heaven, praise the Lord. In these verses, I'm just going to just list them to you. Verse 1, there's a new heaven. In verse 2, there's New Jerusalem. In verse 3, there's new people. That's, praise the Lord, it's us. We're going to be changed into a body like unto his glorious body, the scripture says. So, new people. And we see there a new temple. And let's see, in verse 23, new light. And in verse 22, the new paradise. all these things that are made new. Now, there might be one I skipped, but you can look it up yourself. Just look through there sometime and figure out all the new things. Not going to be old things anymore. Not old earth, the old earth. I watched just a little bit of a program on television the other night, and they were talking about the people from outer earth coming down here. Of course, I turned it off, but anyway, big lies to make people think that God is not real. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of these days, this holy city of God, the New Jerusalem, is going to come down from the presence of God and come down out of heaven prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So we think about a bride. Usually, if they're having a big wedding, they're all fancied up, aren't they? Well, whenever the Lord has his bride with him, that the scripture speaks about, if you haven't had this teaching, just read the book of Revelation. You'll find out the Lord Jesus is going to have a bride, a group of people who love him supremely and love him the most. And so this is adorned for her husband. In other words, right now in our lives, there's a thing that needs to happen in every one of our lives, is that we want and know to adore the Lord Jesus Christ more than anything in our life, more than our relatives, more than our jobs, more than anything, to love Jesus with all of our heart and let him control us, let him work in us. It's so important. She was adorned in beautiful array for her husband, just like a bride in the natural. Verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and he and be their God. So just as surely as Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, one of these days we're going to be in heaven. And our dear Heavenly Father, our God, which includes the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, a great voice is going to come out of heaven and say, behold, the tabernacle. What's the tabernacle? It was the dwelling place of God back in the Old Testament, where the Spirit of God would just come upon that tabernacle and just shine like brilliant light. And the high priest could go behind the veil there and offer a blood offering to the Lord God. And so the tabernacle, it speaks of a dwelling place. Yes, praise the Lord. Out of the heavens and out of the dwelling place of God. And God is with men. Men that have been changed, women that have been changed. We won't be in a human body. We will be in a glorified body. That means that our bodies will have been changed into the likeness of the Lord. All of us are getting older. It's hard to tell you. We are. But the Lord, one of these days, we'll go to be with the Lord. And we're going to have a new body, a totally new body, one of these days soon. Praise the Lord. He's going to be with us, and he will always be our God. That isn't just for the future. He's right now. He's our God right now. He is with you right now. He is watching over you, protecting you. You're his child. You're his little sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd of the sheep. He's still shepherding us. He is still watching over us, taking care of us. Praise the Lord. And notice, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's going to wipe the tears away. Praise the Lord. There shall be no more death. Praise the Lord. Would that be a wonderful thing? Yeah. Hallelujah. And it's true. And what we need to do is believe it. Yeah. You see, the Word of God is always true. Our part is to believe the Word of God. Believe. our loved ones that have gone ahead to and out of this life. They're with the Lord. They are alive. They are seeing heaven. Oh my goodness, what a wonderful thing. There will be no more death, though, at this time, this place. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Won't we be glad about that?
Yeah.
When our human bodies have pain, won't it be wonderful? We're going to be there in the presence of the Lord with a new body, a different, whole different thing. Glory to God. And notice verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God is always true and faithful. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24 through 25, it says this, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. He said, behold, I make all things new. New things. Right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. The end is going to come soon. And he's going to give over the kingdom to his Father when he shall have put down all rule. He's going to put down all who try to rule against him. Antichrist. Anybody else? In my lifetime, I've heard of a lot of people that fooled around and said that they were the Lord Jesus Christ. Haven't you? And had followers following after them, thinking that they had to obey them and everything. What lies that is. The Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And oh my, and he is the Son of God. And no one measures up to him. He is the Son of God. He's going to make all things new. Praise the Lord. And then we go into verse 6. Notice the latter part of verse 5. These words are true and faithful. These words are true and faithful. When we get up in a pulpit to speak, we need to speak words that are true and faithful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's the kind of words we need to let go in our mind. We hear them out here, but okay, let's take them in through our ears. Let's get them in our mind. God is true and faithful. Praise the Lord. Verse 6, and he said unto me, it is done. Now, did Jesus say something like that before? Yes. On the cross, he was up there, and time went on, and his body was so weak, and his blood was poured out, and the soldier comes along and cuts his side, and oh my, what a suffering. And he said, it is done. It is finished. He said, it is finished. And here he's saying this again, that now all the time has passed, all the time from his doing that on the cross, through the church age, clear through the old terrible tribulation, clear on now through the kingdom age, which will be 1,000 years. And now it is done. Heaven, being in heaven with the Lord, all the people of God. And he says, I am Alpha and Omega. To say that he is Alpha and Omega, of course, they're part of the old Greek terms when they're talking about the alphabet. Alpha is the beginning and Omega is the latter part. And so, it'd be good if I found my notes on that. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I'll find it in a minute. What it means, there's a little chorus that says this, as he goes ahead to say, Alpha is the beginning. And the other part of it is the end. So he was the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Praise the Lord. In the beginning. And in the book of John, it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there was not anything made that was made except through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we praise the Lord for that. He was the Alpha. He is also the Omega. All things will end, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Notice that. He doesn't say, I'll give you a drink of the fountain of water if you do so and so, or if you do something else, or you give your money, or you whatever, you know, what people say. That is not scriptural. The word of God and the truth of the word of God is that all that God gives to us is through faith in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We will not thirst as we drink of the water of life freely. Verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. We know that there are different places in heaven. And we see that in the book of Revelation that we've been studying for a period of time now. There were people that were in heaven that are sitting on thrones. There are people in heaven that came up in chapter 7 to heaven, and they are dressed in white robes and waving palm leaves. There are many different people of God that come up to heaven during that tribulation time. And they are all happy in their place where God has them. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But he puts the word B-U-T in there. But the fearful and unbelieving, and another word of unbelieving is disbelieving. In the Greek, it says disbelieving. In other words, the truth goes forth, but I don't want to really accept that because I'm not sure about it. So I don't accept it. That's disbelieving the word of God. The word of God is an absolute truth. It's absolute. And so whatever this word of God says, it's very important that we believe the word of God. And he says the abominable. The abominable. Who are the abominable? It's the unbeliever who has had opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ many, many times and will not ever receive. Just keep putting it away. Say, maybe when I get older, maybe that time, then I will believe. Praise the Lord. And murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In the 20th chapter, verse 11 through 15, is where we saw all of the unbelievers at the end of the 1,000 years. It plainly tells us there that they'll be brought before the white throne in heaven, and the Lord will judge them, and they will be put into the lake of fire. That's verse 15 of chapter 20. And so this is what this is speaking about. Those who do not receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, it's going to be a second death. It's going to be like death continually and continually and continually and continually in that lake of fire, where that's going to be where they are. We have the choice. We can go to heaven. Praise the Lord. We can be believers that are in heaven. And that's the wonderful thing, isn't it? And verse 9. Wait a minute. That's as far as I was going. Let's look at verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all the liars. How about that? How many liars are there in the world today? There are many, many, and have been for centuries, haven't there? Yeah. Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone forever and ever. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at verse 10. We're going to go back and study this another time, but verse 10. He carried me away in the spirit. That means it wasn't his physical body. It was in the spirit. John speaking. To a great and high mountain, and he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Praise the Lord. And then verse 14. Pardon me, I need to go back to chapter 20. I'm reading 21. Pardon me for that. Let's go back to chapter 19, verse 20, and then we're going to be closing. Chapter 19, verse 20. This is where the old beast, which is the Antichrist and the false prophet. The beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, and which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And then in chapter 20, verse 10, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever. And then in verse 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So that is our lesson for today. But I believe that everyone here in this place today is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's anyone here that does not know Jesus as your Savior, you can be saved today. You can receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will never have to go into the lake of fire. Your place will be heaven, and I believe that most of us here today believe that. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we know that our life, if it was taken today, we would be in the heavens with the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Such a beautiful thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.